Hey guys, it's the Jade, Maddie and Crevo podcast, Thursday edition. How are we?
Good, and we know you're excited, Maddie, because you're gone off on 4 days break.
Yeah. I know. Mardi Gras time.
Yeah.
It's gay Christmas.
Is that what they call it?
Or most call it, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know what, though? I'm very excited because I haven't been to a Mardi Gras in like 3 or 4 years.
Wow, that long.
Long overdue, then.
Man, massively long overdue.
So, the last one you went to, what was the wildest thing that happened? It's a podcast.
Can you talk about it?
We don't have rules here.
Jeez. Do you know what? I've never actually been super wild at Mardi Gras. Oh. Very strange. I mean,
that's unlike you.
I did make out. No, the last one, I'm pretty sure I was in like a 3-way kiss.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's very raunchy.
Was that just like at the side of the parade or was it
at the party.
Did you go to the official party?
Yeah, so official after party. But I mean, it gets real, real full on there.
Does it?
It's all about love.
The beats are happening.
Yeah. So you'll meet with your friends. Are you going to the after party this time?
No. I'm not. We couldn't get tickets. So,
is it that competitive?
Do you know who you fucked it all up?
Who?
Sam Smith. So literally performing this year, right?
Yeah.
Dua Lipa.
Okay.
Love her. Also performing this year, Kesha.
Kesha.
And, you know, still plenty of tickets at that point. And then Sam Smith, the whining mofo, announces that he is performing at the after party, sells out within minutes. So the only tickets available, usually standard rate, $110.
Yeah.
They're all $400 now.
Wow. Why do you hate Sam Smith so much?
Because he's ruined your after party.
He's one of your people.
What does that mean? Your people.
That's what Maddie always says. Oh, my people, my people.
You know how a lot of women hate each other?
Yeah.
Same with gays.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So was your hate for Sam Smith as high before he sold all your cheap tickets?
Yeah, because I just find his music annoying.
Fair enough.
Same.
He's got some upbeat stuff.
When are they? Where are they?
Jay, do you like one song of his? That you play
and
in rotate on
great
rotation.
Song
oh, he's
great.
Done one, and it's a remix version as well. It's not even his legitimate song.
Does but it matter?
Question, Maddie. Yeah. Are there good like unofficial after parties, or are they all just not so much?
Well, we're going to a club. We're going to the Ivy actually. So
oh,
they
yeah.
have
well
a night.
Well familiar.
Yeah, yeah.
The Ivy.
So they are doing a night called Poof Doof.
Okay.
That sounds cool.
A massive, like, gay club night. Like,
is
it's
that,
in Melbourne, now it's here.
Is that in the
Sydney.
Main, like, upstairs
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, main area.
That's a good area
really
for
good.
A party.
So, me and my mates, they were about to sell out as well because that was kind of the backup to the party for most
yeah,
people.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, got a bargain, $60
that's
each.
That's good.
That's not bad at all.
Good entertainment all night. Drinks will probably be exy, but it's a good time.
It's
drink before you go out. That's what I normally do.
Be careful, though. Cheaper. The bouncer's there, like, to let you in. You don't want to be too over.
See, this is the Mardi Gras issue. Lots of us gays, we get there, get to the parties around midday, and then you start drinking then. So you've got to pace yourself. It's quite a long day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and Ivy's security is tight.
Very well. I think they'll loosen up a little bit for this, but
hope so.
Like, if typical gay Mardi Gras day, right?
Yeah.
You go to the party about 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You're there. You start drinking. There's some nibbles, not too many. The smell of fake tan, the glitter spray,
Jade's favorite.
Lots of nakedness. The music, like the gayest songs you can think of, are playing in the background. You go to the club. Sometimes you're out till 7 a.m. the next day. So it's
That's an extravaganza. No wonder you call it Gay Christmas.
It is exactly. Then you sleep for maybe 5 to 6 hours during the date. Then you go out again.
Aww, and you get to see your family while you're down there.
That's awesome.
Hang out with Suzanne. G'day, Suzanne.
Yeah.
You're
anyway,
listening.
That's my weekend, guys.
That should be a lot of fun.
Well enjoy,
Merry
Maddie.
Gay Christmas.
I should
to you.
I'll do something on the show next, actually. I don't want to think about work. I was
going
to say.
Don't think about work.
I'll record some stuff.
Don't do that.
No gays like to be recorded having fun.
You should just, like, if you're on holidays, which you are, you should be switching off.
I think so. Time to switch off.
Yeah.
Switch off.
Like right now.
All right.
Enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
Enjoy.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo. The Novo. The Novo.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, hello. Welcome
good
to
morning.
Thursday.
Good morning. It's Friday Eve.
Now, I'm feeling low energy all around in this
what's
build. Not from you.
Cheating?
From you, Jade. You're very low energy this morning.
Am I?
Yeah, what's wrong, Dale?
Nothing.
What is wrong? Just, nothing at all?
Just cruising.
Nothing?
Okay. Yeah.
You weren't online on Facebook till...
Yeah, because I didn't wake up till like 5:10 today.
Oh, you poor thing. I've made you a hot chocolate.
Thank you. So
It's very kind and considerate.
You too, Prevo.
Yeah, I've had a little sip.
At least you're honest and said you won't drink the whole thing. But hey, you know, time and effort there.
Oh, what do you mean? You took it out of the packet and slipped it in a cup.
It's love. I had to heat up the milk in the microwave. Do you know how long that takes?
I don't know, 30 seconds.
Interesting. Jade, I saw your story on your socials this morning.
Yes.
About your chain falling off again. What happened there?
It happened twice, actually, yesterday. And Crevo was my hero, my knight in shining armor.
I've been waiting to hear this story because, Crevo, you were just shaking your head in the car this morning. What happened?
We're about to leave pickleball last night, about, 9 o'clock, just after.
Just after 9, yeah.
Jade's like, see ya, I'll see you tomorrow. I was like, are you sure you don't want to lift? The chain came off on the way here. And you're like, no, I'll be fine. As long as I don't do any stand-up riding, I'll be okay. And I was like, okay, see ya. In my mind thinking, you better not call me then. About 5 minutes later, I received this call. Oh, it's Jade. I wonder what she wants.
Yep, a lift.
Crevo, I'm by the side of the road near the Wico. Any chance of a lift? Lucky I hadn't left. I was just waiting. I had the idea that this was going to happen.
Yeah, I did what I said I wasn't going to do, and I did the stand-up
riding.
I
knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Happened
anyway,
right.
The chain was off again. Jade's there by the side of the road.
Who put the chain on again for you when you got to pickleball?
Tony.
Oh,
Coach Tony.
Of course he did.
All these knights in shining armour for you, Jade. You need to learn how to do it yourself.
Well, I tried.
What if there's not a big, strong man there to save you?
I'll have to walk. Plebit.
as you normally
plebit.
Do.
Yeah.
Plebit.
That's what walking is.
Just go screw yourself. Hey, coming up next, what's in Jade's box? We have a $100 TK Maxx voucher to give away this
How
morning.
How good is this?
All right, get your box out.
Clue first.
Yeah?
This thing can really suck up the water.
Okay.
Can really suck up the water.
It can suck it up. All right, here, give it a shake. There you go. 131009 if you want to play what's in my box.
Very good. We'll do it after Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance. It's 21 degrees at Nobby's. Good morning, Newcastle.
What's in Jade's box?
Yeah, we have a $100 TK Maxx voucher to give away this morning on What's in Jade's box. All you need to do on 131009 is identify it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
that's
Jade.
Right.
What was the clue?
The first clue is it can suck things up.
Okay, give her a shake.
Shake it in the box. There we go. Kelly is up first to guess what is in my box. How's your morning been?
Yeah, not too bad. It's a bit early, but...
I know, right?
It's never too early to win, Kelly.
Well, that is true. But how was the storm last night in the Arvo? Where were you when it hit?
I was actually travelling home through it. So, that was a bit hairy on some of the roads.
Oh, how scary. I don't like driving in storms, obviously. No one really does. But when the lightning in particular is right over you, I get so petrified I'm going to get struck by lightning in my car. You don't have that same fear?
About no, of course not, because a car is a Faraday cage, so you'll be absolutely fine.
Do you know what? Interesting. So when the storm hit my house, my power kept dipping in and out every 30 seconds. But apparently in Wickham, pretty much every apartment building and place around my place, in my house, just was out of power for ages.
Yeah.
So I was very lucky.
I was driving through nearby there and heaps of traffic lights out.
Let's hope we can get you $100 bucks to spend up at TK Maxx. Kelly, what do you think's in my box?
I think it's a sponge.
A sponge? Of course
yes, it is.
Too easy today. Too easy.
Well, I was going to go down the technicality of one side's a scourer, but you know what? We'll give it to Kelly.
No, some days it needs to be easy.
$100 TK Maxx voucher, all yours, Kelly. You enjoy that.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dale. Enjoy your day.
So, guys, things could have gotten awkward for me when I did my first hangout with my new friend earlier this week.
They could have gotten awkward.
Yeah. I could have made a very bad first impression about, you know, an hour in.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very good. We're doing that after 6:30.
Oh, yeah.
Up next, though, got a story for you. Going over to Texas, demolition company has made a big, big mistake.
How so?
I'm going to tell you more next.
Okay. Swinging at the wrecking ball.
Be patient. It's 6:15. Good morning. 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:25. Hey, I'm going to go over to Dallas, Texas, guys. A demolition company in the absolute crap house after it accidentally knocked down the wrong house.
Oh, this is a bad moment for a company. Try and imagine that phone call to the boss.
The poor guy.
What happens with insurance? Would they cover it?
Well, it depends on what insurance you have. I'm sure the demolition company
would
have insurance.
They'd have to rebuild.
I love the news report on it, though.
This morning, a major mix-up in Dallas. You're looking at what's left of a 1920s home that was demolished by mistake.
That's a big oops.
Is there anything else you could really call it other than a big oops?
A big oops.
I mean, the telephone call is what always amazes me. Like, how awkward that... 44, did you say?
Yeah.
Number 44?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I think we did 46. Check the number again. Check the number.
I'd be spewing because that's a 100-year-old house.
It's a beautiful-looking home as well. Basically just a pile of wood now. The news story continues, though, and I've got a couple of questions after listening to this.
We had plans to fix up this 97-year-old home. Now you can see it's just a pile of wood. Jeremy Winninger says he was shocked when he got the phone call that a demolition crew was knocking down what neighbors knew as the Pink House. Winninger lives in California, but he is from Dallas, and the home was left to him by the woman who used to live here, who passed away 3 years ago.
Oh, you got a freebie.
I was just going to say, why aren't there more questions being asked about how he got this
house?
Got
the free house.
Yeah.
He got this house from the woman that used to live here who passed away 3 years ago.
Who's that?
He shouldn't be complaining.
What happened to her? How did he get this house?
Why is it suddenly suspiciously knocked down by mistake?
And the guy lives in California. He doesn't even live in Texas.
Dodgy.
Very dodgy.
Mm-mm.
You reckon an insurance job?
Yeah.
You know, you're demolishing a house. No, just do mine first. And I'll cut you in 20
yeah,
G's.
Yeah, it'll be all good. It'll be all good. Do you know what, though? Funny, though. It says that the company is working with the owner towards a resolution.
What does that mean? They're just going to pay him out, isn't it? It
has to be insurance.
You'd think so.
That sounds like there's no insurance.
We are working together to find a solution.
You're working together to solve your big oops.
Going to go to the news next. 6:28 with the Novos. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
You have ignition. 3, 2, 1.
Hi, my name's Jade. And everything's an effort today. Even just putting my head up and talking. Oh, sorry, just inciting you today.
Oh, it's fine, because it's true, I'll own it.
Crevo's been running out of the room, like cutting up some audio and whatnot. And we have this system where in our Facebook Messenger group, we need to message him 1 minute out.
So they know that I can
go back on.
Run back in to be on air.
You didn't even write it in the group.
That's because I was watching the time.
I could tell Jade.
Today.
I said, Jade, do you mind messaging Crevo? She's like, She goes, I suppose so.
Oh, Jade, you're tired. That's all right. Everybody has tired days.
The simplest of tasks, typing.
I'm moving a radio into that room, though.
It's not your fault. It's
hey, just, if you, want, you do it, great.
Jade, you can't wriggle your way out of every single job.
Yes, I can.
Actually, you know what?
Yes, I
can. I would prefer a radio in there. That would make it easier.
It'd be way easier. See, yeah, thank you. Creever's anyway. Reasonable.
Yeah, if you do it, great. I was just like, you know, the equipment's not there. They're never putting it there.
Or
yeah,
you can just type two words that will take less than 3 seconds.
Well, technically, it should fall to you because you're the anchor. So you know what's going on that side of things.
Don't make me tell it. Don't make me swap with you again, Jade.
All right, tired Jade. It's okay. Now it's your bit next. Yeah. So yeah, what are we
now
talking
you can
about?
Talk about this.
Yeah, bad first impressions. Mm. So 13 10 09. If you've made a really bad first impression, whether at a job interview, when you met someone for the first time, maybe the in-laws. They're always a good one. Things always go wrong. This is because something almost went wrong for me the other day when I met my new friend Alicia for a surf. So I've told you guys that I get really bad motion sickness, and just how the wind was coming around the head the other day when we're at Dixon Beach, it was making the waves go in a particular motion that made
you
me feel nauseous.
Down?
Yeah, but it was different.
Funny
and it's very hard to explain. It sort of had more of that boat sort of a wave. Rocking, okay. You know what
all
I mean?
All right, so you're rocking up and down on your boogie board.
And I almost vomited in the ocean. Like,
right in front of you.
Almost
in front
of
your new best friend.
Like, I probably had maybe 1 minute up my sleeve before I was hurling into the ocean, right in front of this girl that I only met an hour ago. And I was thinking, Jade, don't do it. Don't do it. I had to really use mental power so I didn't make a really bad first impression. Yeah. So if this has happened to you, well,
can we call
bad
Alicia and tell her?
Yeah, if you want to, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if she'd be awake.
Oh, let's wake her up.
Maybe.
Great first and second impression.
Oh, yeah, no. But there's a great example. 13 10 09.
Jade almost power spewed all over a new best mate.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you do? Maybe you farted on the first date. Anything like that. 13 10 09, bad first impressions. Doing it after Mark Cohen. Walking in Memphis, live across Newcastle, 6:37. Good morning. Walking in Memphis. Live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, Crevo, 6:41. Jade on 13 10 09. We are talking bad first impressions, whether it be with a date, with a friend, with a boss, with anyone, really.
Basically. So this all happened because I went out for a surf with a girl that I just met through Instagram. We met up for the first time a couple of days ago.
This is sounding more and more like a Netflix and chill kind of situation going
sort
on
of
here.
Sort of vibe.
Really nice girl, really nice girl. And, like, you know, friendship hit off. We're out there bobbing in the ocean. And I'm really sensitive to motion sickness. And I've told you guys this before. That's why I don't play, like, modern day games like, you know, Call of Duty's questionable, but any sort of PlayStation game on Xbox and stuff, I get so affected by the video game graphics. So oh, really? That's why I play old school stuff like Super Nintendo still to this day in Sega. Because it doesn't affect me.
Did you just pull
me
out the Super Nintendo 2 days ago?
That's what I just usually play for the last 48 hours.
No. It's true. It's that, honestly, dead set. I know you're taking the piss, but it's true. So So we're out in the ocean and
Bobbing away.
The winds start coming around the heads. It starts affecting the motion of the waves to that point where it's rocking like a boat. And I'm starting to feel so nauseous, so queasy. I'm thinking, Jade, don't do it. Don't do it. Hold it in. I just wanted to hurl into the ocean. And she was to my left and the current was going that way. I'm thinking, oh, no, she ended up getting these chunks floating by. It just wouldn't have ended very well at all.
Almost power spewing all over Alicia.
And I really liked her. So, you know, I wanted to see her again and hang out and go for, you know, catch more waves and stuff. So here I am mentally in this battle whilst I'm sitting out there trying to fight motion sickness on my body board. It's horrible.
We do have Alicia
on the phone, Joe.
I don't believe you.
We've tracked her down.
No, you haven't.
Awkward moment.
Jade wouldn't allow me to call her just then.
Oh, really? Because I thought we said maybe on the air before.
Yeah, Jade was like, no, maybe she doesn't want to talk on the radio.
Something should be sacred.
I want to see her again. You met her once.
Burn the friendship for a funny bit on the radio. Yeah. Come on, Jade.
You know, don't try to ruin my friendships.
I don't want to do that.
Thank you.
She wanted to vomit on you, Alicia. She tried her hardest not to.
I didn't. Thank God a bomber set came in and then we got wiped out. And then I used that.
Total bomber set came in. I'm hanging 10 and then luckily it just swept through.
You know what? You guys should be grateful. I'll be teaching you some things.
Yeah, then we went back to the car and we just sat there drinking Coronas back on the mattress.
What sort of car does she have? Is it like a non-surfy car? Or?
I don't know. Brands of the
vehicles. No, not brand. What style?
It's a big van. I've told you this before.
like a combi?
No, it's a combi. I don't know what it is.
Surfboard strapped to the roof. You two off on a camping holiday together. Catch some waves up Byron Way.
Benny will start getting nervous, I think.
No, he won't.
This is how it all starts.
You know, my old boss.
What?
My old boss.
Even I'm in for this ride.
My old boss, right?
Yeah.
He married a girl and she kept playing women's AFL. Right?
Yeah.
And he kept, as the year progressed, he used to come into work and say, I swear she's getting with these women. She's just hanging out with him too much. Do you know what? He married her. 3 months later, she left him for her teammates.
No.
Really?
So it happens.
No.
I'm not saying that girls hanging out, you know, they'll turn into lesbians, but I'm just...
There's a way to make a first impression.
Look, I don't think Ben needs to worry about that. I like the D. And, you know, it's just purely... Is it platonic?
Yeah, that's
good.
It.
Okay.
The devil's in
that's
the
how
details.
It starts. That's how it starts.
Oh, please.
Next, though, Maddie, we've noticed something about yourself because you have been fasting.
I'm a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah, this week you have been. And you have been fasting too, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
Oh, and hasn't that been a treat?
Trying to drop the weight for Mardi Gras weekend, which is here now. And congratulations, because you have lost a lot of weight. You can see it, like your face is slimmer. And you just like it, more energy in a way when you've had a coffee.
Your skin's gotten clearer.
Your skin looks way better.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that all comes down to healthy eating or, you know, lack of eating. but we've also noticed some things with your, let's just say, emotions.
Your emotions. It's been a roller coaster.
It has.
You think I'm bad. Oh my God. Maddie on a starvation diet, which isn't good, by the way. We don't encourage that. But
also, hey, I'm not if, on a
whatever
starvation
diet,
diet,
whatever
I
diet works
yesterday.
For you.
That's true.
We have to make you happy.
Anyway, we've got some moments that we feel highlight this, and we're going to play them out for you next.
Good. 6:47 and UFM, good morning.
I'm bigger than you, I'm higher in the food chain.
Crazy.
Get in my belly.
That's
what's
right.
That?
That's Fat Bastard.
That's you. When you want someone to eat.
Anyway, we're talking about Maddie being hangry because for the last week, you've just been on a bit of an emotional roller coaster. We've been riding with you, though, because, you know, it is great that you're losing weight.
It is good. As friends do, we support you. But, jeez, hasn't the emotions been high and low like a roller coaster?
You know what? This is payback for the year and a half of moods from you, Jade, on the monthly.
Anyway, we noticed it started to have a bit of an uptick yesterday, and I said, Jade, grab that freaking recorder.
Oh, don't record me secretly. I don't like it.
Why do you think I was following you around the building yesterday?
Anyway, so we first noticed there were like a bunch of snappy questions with an overtone of suspicion. Have a listen to this.
Who are you ringing? No one's ringing me. Show me your phone.
No.
Show me.
No.
Yeah, that'll be right, you sneaks. I'm going home. You can do the thing by yourself, by the way.
Listen to that tone.
Difficult diva.
Yeah, you really were getting that diva vibe going on. Jade then
because you guys were sitting here dragging the chain. It's all right when you guys want to leave on time. It's hurry, 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 hurry.
Yeah, because you want to go feast.
That's true. We're not going to leave. You guys are dragging the chain along.
Then
you want some chicken drumsticks.
Then we know. Then Jade sees Maddie go into the kitchen and decides to turn on the recorder again.
Are you looking for something to eat?
No. Just getting a little.
Seeing who's eating still.
Thank you very much.
So there was a question about whether you steal food or not. And then moments later, yes. Just moments later, you say this.
Who's spaghetti bolognese is this? I've had my eye on that one for a while.
then Maddie, he sees some other staff in the kitchen having their lunch and starts trying to seagull it. Listen to this.
What have you guys got to eat?
Salad, Caesar salad.
What else is in your lunch box?
Nuts.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Bar, that's my favourite. Can't have that.
Listen to her slapping your hand out of the way as you try and grab it. Anyway, you had a snack pack yesterday with us as we searched for the Hunter's Best and, you know, everything was back to normal.
I love how Jade stitches me up because, do you know what? We have an agreement. Jade.
Do we? What agreement? This is
we
the
have
first
an
time.
Agreement.
What agreement?
We have an agreement, darling.
Since when? This is one you're putting into place now.
You know those times that you work on a Sunday morning here at the station and you like to help yourself to people's cereal?
And I've admitted I've occasionally had the rice bubbles and the little
and
wheaties.
And the fruit bites.
The fruit bites, they're good.
$7.99 a box. Yeah. DJ Mike's.
Thanks, Mike. we let him, you know, give free plugs every now and again.
There was actually a bit in the tape where Jade admitted to that. And I was like, do I leave it in? It would be funny.
No,
but
no.
But then I was like, you know what? It's not helping the bit along, so it's got to go. Edit it out.
Well, guys, I'm happy today because you two have to work on
Friday, Monday,
and tomorrow. Yeah. I'll be off.
So Maddie's
suckers.
Got 4 days off. And you know what? Indulge, Maddie.
I'm in the best mood I've been in all week today.
And real talk, it is awesome that you have, like, lost weight. That's really good. Yeah. Anyone who's trying to do that, it's good for your health.
I mean, I haven't lost that much.
You look better, though, so whatever you're doing is working.
Thanks. All right, coming up next, Jay. So, producer Jackson's been getting some emails from someone we deal with interviews for the show, right? Mm. So, from one of the TV networks. And he's been sending, like, kisses at the end of professional emails. It's very strange, isn't it, Jackson?
It is, but I'm embracing it because it's getting us stuff. That's cool.
Well, you actually said the other day, you know what? I'll just send him a kiss back because, you know, what you just said, we get interviews. Interesting, though, what I thought we'd do, is it okay to use emojis and send kisses in professional emails?
Yes, to a degree.
I'm going to say a flat no.
A flat no from you. Okay, well, let us know your thoughts. Maybe this has happened to you. Maybe you do it on the reg. Maybe your boss is doing it to you or the other way around. We've got prizes on offer. 13-10-09. Is it okay to use emojis and send kisses in professional emails? Doing it after the news.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
3, 2, 1. 13-10-09 this morning. We need your help, Newcastle. Producer Jackson liaising with one of the television networks. So he organises like interviews from shows like Survivor and MAPS and all that jazz.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the guy that we deal with there, he gets a bit flirty sometimes. And he's been sending Jackson in professional emails regarding interviews for this show kisses at the end of the emails.
See, that's really weird.
Unless it's just habit, because I have a tendency to throw kisses on the end of things.
Not on emails. Like, if it was a text, then that guy had just been texting a partner, say, and then just, you know, kiss, 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 and then...
Well, it's happening a lot.
Yeah. If it's on emails, no excuse.
And I can tell you now, it's not a habit because he was very frosty to begin with me, and then it was like a couple of months, he's sort of warmed up, and now it's like the X's and the hearts at the end of it. But I think it's fine. I've reciprocated, and he's started to give us better interviews, so, you know, whatever.
I mean, look, for the show... Fantastic. I mean, office setting though, right? If you're working in the corporate world and, you know, you're sending kisses to your colleagues, to your boss and you know, vice versa, is that okay?
And I think that's called a fireable offence.
Is it? Well, it would be sexual harassment. Someone could get offended.
I think you got to pick your crowd. I'm very friendly with people at the front of the office, like the reception and stuff. I'll add a little kiss and a heart.
Well,
that's
cool.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Well, you've got a relationship with them, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Pick your crowd.
Yeah, that's true.
True. Okay. Well, let us know your thoughts. 13-09, is it happening to you? Or do you think it's okay? We'll do it straight after Medusa, Piece of Your Heart at 105.3. New FM, 7 past 7 with the Novos. Good morning. Medusa, Piece of Your Heart, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. For your Thursday, it's 10 past 7, 13-10-09. Is it okay to send emojis / kisses at the end of professional emails / texts? Thoughts?
Flat no from me. Absolutely not.
You've worked a lot in corporate environments, Kirby,
yeah,
I mean,
imagine
it's just
it.
Totally unacceptable, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's just bizarre.
And I'm sort of okay with it, with like producer Jackson said, like I'll sometimes send you guys, you know, smiley faces or laugh outs and stuff.
It's very different in our setting, though.
Yeah.
I think it's a very unusual job. So we have different relationships to your standard colleagues if we were just working in, you know, an office selling
something.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I think it's okay because you almost form friendships in a job like this where in an office, for example.
Your colleagues.
I mean, you're professional. You try and, you know, keep it professional, keep it above board.
No, you're probably right because I'm not sending emails to our sales department with kisses at the end
See,
of it.
Well, I think Jackson's right. You've got to pick your crowd as well because, I mean, look, the sales team here, I mean, we're not as close to them.
That's
you know,
right.
So we're not going to be sending
other,
them a little kiss or a love heart at the end of the message. Anyway, tell us your thoughts. Let's go to Sam first. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you going?
Doing good, doing good. What are your thoughts on this? Is it professional or do you think, you know,
it's a step too far?
Look, I think with everything, there's a line. Like, I'm happily send a smiley face at the end of some messages, depending on the colleague, of course. And I do work with the same lot of people, but I'm not going to send a love heart or a kiss because that's the personal time.
Yeah,
or
that's
right.
Well, if you're wanting to make a little baba ganoush, if you may.
The thing is, though, people can take it the wrong way. So that, to me, I would take that as, hey, this person's flirting with me.
A smiley face.
A kiss at the end of a message says
not
to
a smiley
me,
face, though.
It's not a smiley... Well, not a smiley face. I think that's okay. But, like, a kiss at the end of a text message says to me, what's going on here?
You know what, though? I'll get your thoughts on this too, Sam. So I worked with a guy, and he used to... You know how, like, when you're in a relationship, you normally go kiss-hug first, right? He used to do hug-kiss. So he put the hug-kiss in the opposite thing because he thought it meant less.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, like because when you look at a hug kiss, you're like, oh, the hug's first.
Jade, I'm going to say he's just used that as an excuse to get out of the awkward hug kiss or whatever.
You reckon?
Yeah, that was just, he was kiss hugging no matter what.
Oh, okay.
You misread that situation.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks,
Sam.
Corey, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really good. So what do you reckon? Is this is producer Jackson getting these kiss emojis a bit too far?
Yeah, mate. You got to think about with all these sexual harassment claims and all that stuff, you know, going around these days. If you put a peach after that kiss, who knows what's happening?
Well, that's true. You might go be having a fruit salad somewhere, eh? Is that what you're getting at?
Oh, no, I'm at a fruit salad, but... Yeah, I'm seeing what you're saying.
Yeah.
He's got to be careful.
What line of work do you work in, Corey?
I'm a cleaner, but I'm also president of a soccer club too. So we've got to be very professional about how we sort of send all our emails off with councils and, you know, football federations stuff like that.
Yeah, you're not sending a kiss and a hug to Billy's mum, are you?
Yeah, or the president of the football federation.
No, you don't want to be doing that. Billy's mum might get a bit upset.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe not.
Billy's husband would come after you at the next presentation.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your call, Corey. I appreciate that. Wow, there you go. It's too far, I think.
Yeah.
Got to stop, unless you're into it. I think if you're both two willing parties, it's fine.
I don't know. The kiss thing, like, I think the smileys are fine.
I say don't do it, really, because if it goes sour, then they've got you, don't they, with HR?
You never date people in the office or flirt with them anyway, because you know what? I've had one instance where this has happened. I worked in an office for Staples, the stationery company. And there was this guy in there, Jaunty. Anyway, really liked him. He had a, you know, real flirty relationship, and then, you know.
Things went sour.
No, well, we started like hanging out or whatever, but they went sour in the end. Turned out he had a girlfriend.
Ooh,
that makes things awkward.
You know, if the flirting in the office hadn't have been there in the first place, it wouldn't have
gone sour
so badly. Yeah.
So just stay away from it.
Yeah.
Good advice, actually.
Mm. Solid. Stay away from Jaunty.
Yeah. But we're going to give back after this because, you know, there's a lot of people out there who do it tough.
Mm.
And, you know, we like to help people out on this show, especially with the Newcastle show coming to town. A lot of families can't afford to go. So we're going to treat a family to that after this.
All right. We just told them what the surprise is, but that's okay.
They won't know. They won't know. We're going to surprise them.
7:15. Good morning. All for you on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. You love that song, don't you, Jade?
I do. I really like away it. There. Yeah. I know you said earlier, showing your age. I'm like, yeah, but it's a classic.
Okay. yesterday afternoon, I received a call just around that time that the storms had rolled through.
Mm-hmm.
It was a call from my partner, Emmy, who said, I think my car's gotten a bit wet. And I was thinking, oh, you must have left the window down or something. Then I received these, like, a group of photos, almost like a collage of photos of Emmy's car with the water about a third of the way up the door.
What?
Wow.
It had been completely flooded.
So where's she work?
She works just in, sort of near Hamilton there.
Okay.
And it just the position she'd parked... the drain must have been blocked or something, and it literally looked like, you know, when someone hasn't cleaned their bath for a long time and they've got like a ring around it,
yeah,
like from dirty bath water or whatever. It looked like that of debris around her car.
Jeez.
So she drives it home. Luckily, it started at like the exhaust pipe was on the upside. So imagine the car leaning towards the sidewalk. The exhaust pipe was just above the waterline.
That's so lucky,
right? And she started. It worked fine. Drives out of there like pulling a bow wave, like a small tugboat. gets it home. She said, driving home, you could hear the water in the back seat
sloshing.
From one side to the other as she went around the corner. She then gets it home and we open the back. She hadn't even looked really in the back seats. And you know in the footwell how there's like a division down the middle?
Yeah.
It literally looked like, you know at Merriweather Baths, how they have like the shallow part and the deep part?
Yeah.
There was that going on from the side that had been deeper in. And we spent the good part of an hour and a half with like dustpans and buckets and sponges removing all of the water from all of the footwells in Emmy's car.
How annoying.
It was an absolute nightmare.
Do you know what you should have done?
What?
Like, got one of those, I'm not a car person, obviously, you know the things that lift
the water vacuums?
Put a jack under the car, lift it up, and it just tips out.
That's not how a jack would work. That's not going to help. Because the level of the water is nowhere near the level where the door... like edges, there's like too much of a lip. Anyway, we spent so much time. It was like terrible.
Any damage?
Work. No, it's going to be
It'll
fine.
It'll stink.
No,
though.
Today, in fact, in about an hour, it is off to the cleaning place to have it like wet vacked out and dried out and steam cleaned.
Oh, that's okay then.
That's the solution. But just what a terrible afternoon. Like it was only basically her car and one other that got in that position. It was just like the low bit of the street. Even a few cars up, she said, were absolutely fine.
It really came down yesterday, hey?
Yeah.
It was shocking.
In buckets.
Like, and I, you know, when she called, I thought, oh, she must have just left the window down a crack. But it was totally full on. I had no idea it could be that bad in the area. Have a look at this. It's a good way. Look at that.
Look at that, Jade.
Wow.
It's been way up the wheel and everything.
Jeez, poor Emmy.
Yeah.
There was a lot of flooding in particular areas.
Well, Wall's End was really struggling yesterday. Yeah,
there's a whole heap of videos on the New FM Facebook page from listeners that sent them through, and wow.
Because they've got all, like, the flood mitigation systems in place, but they were just overwhelmed by that water.
Jeez.
So, you know, we really copped
it. Luckily she's okay, and there's, like, the engine to get damaged.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I did call the insurance company, and they were like, just dry it all out and see if there's any issues. Of course, you're covered. But mostly with that sort of thing, they said, if you just dry it all out, get it cleaned, you'll be fine. So we'll see how
that goes.
Fingers
crossed.
Absolutely.
Age, sex, location, your chance to win $1,000 playing next. Today we're looking for a 27-year-old male from Newcastle area. So okay. If you live in the Newcastle Council area, you're 27 and you're a dude, give us a call, 131009. Spinning the cash balls next.
The Novos. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Oh, yeah, it's Newcastle's easiest way to win $1,000 cash money with age, sex, location. 131009. We are looking for a 27-year-old male from Newcastle. Producer Jackson, I've just got to say, you did get a call from a 69-year-old female just then, not very happy.
Yeah, she felt a little bit left out, but, you know, you've just got to keep waiting for your number to roll around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so true.
All I can say.
There's a lot of numbers to get through.
Well, we are sorry. We will get to the 60s age bracket
at some
soon.
Point.
But if you are a 27-year-old male from Newcastle, call now, 131009. You've got 30 seconds on the clock. No one calls. Bad
That's
luck.
It. The money, the $1,000, we just throw it away.
Call your mate if they're 27 male. Call them, get them to call.
Quick.
Jeez, $1,000 would be mighty nice for me this weekend.
You could use it, hey?
Oh, yeah, you're going out for a bender, the mates.
What?
A bender. Like, you're going to
just having some drinks, Jay.
Yeah.
One or two. Is that what you're doing?
It's all right. You'll get loose.
Oh, here we go.
We got one. All Let's take it. Here we go. New FM, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Is this a radio station?
Sure is.
Sure is. What's your name?
Roy.
You're live on the air. Don't swear. What's your name again? We didn't hear.
Troy.
Hey, okay. Troy.
All right, Troy.
Just checking. What are you talking about? You're 27 and from Newcastle?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's your lucky day, mate. So you've got a 1 in 30 chance of winning $1,000. What's the lucky number you're looking for on your ball?
12.
All right, here we go.
Spin the cash balls, Jade.
Here we go. All right, Troy, looking for ball number 12 this morning.
Fingers crossed, man.
Here we go. Going in.
Why number 12, mate?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
It doesn't.
There we go. Whatever.
So now pull number 3.
Oh, no.
Damn
good.
It.
No good.
Sorry, Troy. Better luck next
Thanks
time.
Thanks for calling, man.
That's right. Hey,
live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's right. You never know what kind of phone people are calling from. Where did he even get a Nokia 3310 from? Who knows? Next, though, we are on the search for the Hunter's best snack pack. This has been an ongoing thing on the show. And we, of course, have our official snack pack hero / judge, Ben, who has been helping us out with this search.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we went to one of the three final locations, Ken's Kebabs out at Jesmond. We're going to chat to Ben to find out a little bit of an update next.
Excellent. 7:42 with the Novos. Currently 19 degrees at Maitland. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
3, 2, 1. 13:10:09 this morning, we're taking your ridiculous customer refunds.
That we are.
Yes, indeed,
so
we are.
If you have any stories, give us a bell. We threw this on our Facebook page and it went crazy. So a few of the comments, one man said that they had a return and the customer wanted to return the wall clock because it was ticking and he couldn't figure out why.
What?
Ridiculous reason
it's
for a refund.
Clock, mate.
Yeah. Apparently, a guy also wanted to return a packet of chips after winning on the pokies.
That's even weirder. I mean, going back to the clock guy, say you've got a big black clock, then that thing's going to be noisy. It just is.
Yeah, like another one. Someone
swinging around.
Someone ordered a hot chook from Henny Penny, and they ate half of it and then returned it and said that it was cold and uncooked, but they wanted a refund. No, you can't do that.
Once you've eaten half, you...
Yeah, but maybe they got to the middle of the chook and it was cold and uncooked.
No. You know by then.
Yeah.
Nah, anyway. Henny Penny always, they're always great with their chooks.
Yeah, I doubt that's going to be an
issue.
Give
us a call. 131009. I'm just still reeling from the clock guy.
I know.
What the hell?
Like, crazy unit. 131009. If you've had to put up with ridiculous customer refunds and their reasons as to why.
Excellent. Doing it next after Kygo. Remind Me to Forget with Jay, Maddie and Crevo. 7 past 8. Good morning. Kygo, Remind Me to Forget. We're live across Newey. This is 105.3 NUFM with the Novos, Jay, Maddie, Crevo. We are broadcasting live this Saturday at Harvey Norman Katara Electrical and Computers at Katara Home for their Saturday one-day leap year super sale. Amazing, incredible, unbeatable deals on electrical and computers. Blink it and you'll miss, guys. Huge savings on Dyson Stick Vacs, Samsung soundbars and dishwashers.
That it is.
And on 131009, we want to know your ridiculous customer refunds this morning. Robbie, how you doing?
Hey, Robbie.
Hey, guys, how are we?
Yeah, pretty good, actually. That's Maddie's cool. Excited. Robbie, he's going away for 4 days.
Who is?
Maddie.
Where?
He's going to celebrate the Mardi Gras.
Oh, look, next year, can I come with you?
You know what, Robbie? You can absolutely come with me because do you know what Jade said to me this morning? She goes, I go, Jade, come down to watch the parade. It's free. She goes, no, Maddie, it's my weekend off. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, because I didn't want to deal with crowds, Robbie. I don't like excessive amounts of people.
We'll do a show promotion next year, Robbie. We'll
get you involved, all right?
Oh, definitely.
Awesome. All right, we've got that sorted now. How about your unreasonable customer returns? What's your story?
Oh, mate, I've got 10 years' worth.
Yeah. Well, pick the absolute best for radio, would you?
There's three that stand out, okay?
All right. Top three, what are they?
First one, a bloke brought back a dinner vest. You know the black dinner vest?
Yeah.
Well, I assumed he had wore it to a B&S ball.
Oh, just for the people out there, Robbie, where do you work?
I work at Lowe's.
Yeah.
Benswear. Okay.
Yeah, excellent.
So he's brought it back and he said it's faulty. The button's fallen off. Well, it was covered in mud and whatever. And I said, oh, it's all right, sir. I can sew the button back on for you. No, I want my money back. It's faulty. I said, no, it's all right. I'll sew the button back on. He said, no, I want my money back. I said, well, I'm sorry, I can't. It's covered in dirt.
He's been rolling around in the ditch, had he, Robbie?
Insane.
And he said, well, also I've had it on as the back seat of my car. I said, well, maybe your car needs a good clean out, darling, because this is disgusting. I've just had my car detailed. I said, well, I'll tell you what, sweetheart. Instead of bringing the vest back to me, you take your car back to the detailer and get your money back for that.
Because that's no good.
Yeah.
I like it. You got to put your foot down, Robbie.
I got it. Next, a bloke brought back a pair of joggers.
Yeah.
These are faulty. I said, they're a bit pongy from, you know, Footo. He said, all I did was wear them from Newcastle to Tasmania.
He did it.
Is he kidding?
No.
Oh, that's unreal.
No, they're faulty. I want my money back. I said, no, sir, I'll be getting your money back on your socks.
How much are they, Robbie? Like $30?
Yeah, not even that.
What a cheapo.
People are strange.
Yeah,
we've had people bring back underpants, men's underpants, saying
they're faulty. After they've worn them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You know what? Funny you say that, Robbie.
You know how undies, when they get older, get the little balls on them?
Yeah.
Well, they were covered in that. They were faded and they had skid marks.
And what's their reason for returning them? The elastic's not as good as it once was?
Yeah.
You know what?
Elastic's probably no good because they're 6 months old.
I wasn't going to bring this up, Robbie, but seeing that you have already lit this fire.
Have you done this, Maddie?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
My friend worked at Big W back in the day, and she said someone brought in a used G-string for a refund once.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
You know what? Shame. Where's my shame belt? Shame, people. Don't go doing that.
Thanks, Robbie. I think we'll leave the dirty undie chat there.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call. Who's next? Karen, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, you ain't returning undies to the shop, are you?
No,
oh, good,
no.
Good, good,
good. Karen, good, good.
Tell us about your ridiculous customer refund story.
A pack of toilet paper.
Oh, no.
What's happened there?
One of the rolls is half gone, and we said we just need a reason for the return, and she said it made her bits itchy.
Toilet paper or sandpaper?
Yeah.
Was it a fragrance? Because you can get fragrance-free toilet paper. Was it fragranced? Can you remember?
No, it wasn't. It's just standard toilet paper, but it wasn't a hypoallergenic, no. But, yeah, no questions asked. There you go. There's your money back.
Yeah, weirdo.
How awkward.
Get out of here.
What do you do with that toilet paper? Do you go put it in, stock it in the staff toilets at work, or do you have to throw it away?
We just threw it out, given that she'd already half used one of the rolls. So, yeah.
You don't know what's going on with the rest of it. What a weirdo.
Exactly.
Toilet paper. I mean, who in their right mind goes into a shop with a roll of toilet paper and ask for a refund? Ridiculous.
It'd be like, what, $6 maybe if it was like a 12-pack?
I mean, that's of course, crazy. The most legendary ridiculous customer refund story of all time belongs to Jade, though. remember when she used to take the 15-cent bags back to Woolies for a refund?
Look, I didn't use them, okay?
Anyway, doing our give back next, we've got a listener who's gotten in touch with us on the New FM Facebook
that's
page.
Right.
And going through a really rough time at the moment. She's really struggling. The whole family is. And they've lived in Newcastle for nearly 12 years, never been to the show. So we've got a little surprise for them coming up on the show next, guys. So very exciting. 8:16 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
The Cranberry Zombie live across Newcastle, 105.3 New FM. It's 8:25 with the Novos, all thanks to McDonald's. Showers about today, cloudy, tops of 27 degrees at Maitland Crevo.
That's right. And, you know, we do get a lot of messages coming to the station about all different things. We did get a beautiful message, though, the other day from a lady called Liz who, you know, has been doing it tough a bit recently.
Yeah, and we like to give back on the show, so
wherever we can help, we try to.
And, yeah, this lady has an incredible story.
Yeah, so Liz has sent through a message saying, "Hey there, any free passes for a family who have lived in Newcastle since 2011 and have never been to the show? I'm a single mum with four gorgeous girls. My 14-year-old was hit by a car 12 months ago on the way to school, and she's very lucky to still have her. We're very lucky to still have her, rather. And my 16-year-old has some major mental health issues." She goes on and says, "I hardly ever ask for any help, but after a weekend of not feeling like I'm a very good mum at all, I'm trying to reach out for some help and support. It's been a tough time. I won't go into complete details, but I'm tired and financially exhausted." So these guys are obviously going through a whole lot at the moment. Mm. And Liz joins us on the phone now. Hey, Liz.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good,
hey,
thank you.
We're doing good. Thanks for taking the time to come on the show. We're really glad that you messaged because, you know, you obviously are going through a tough time. And, I mean, what a horrible thing to happen just with your daughter being hit by a car. What happened there?
She was on her way to school. Was catching the bus. She was crossing the road near where we live, thinking that both lanes had stopped for traffic and thought she could get across the road. She's continued to walk across the road and the car's come up in the inside left lane and she's basically gone over the hood of the car and landed on the ground. I then had somebody that was there run up to me to the house screaming if I had a daughter that was catching the bus, and I honestly didn't know what I was running down to, so very, very lucky.
Is she okay? Did she...
Yeah, she buggered her knee quite a bit, and we've still got ongoing physio happening with that, but very, very lucky. They didn't know whether she'd hit her head or... Very, very lucky.
And what's her name?
Rach.
Okay. Now, you're a single mum. I know how hard it can be, you know, raising the kids by yourself. It's, you know, it's a job that not a lot of people understand unless you actually have done it. So, I think you're doing incredible work. And now you've obviously messaged us because you want to go to the show this year. And, you know, we can't give you anything spectacular.
Liz, but, you know, we thought we'll put something together, see what we've got, just, you know, try and help you guys out just even a little bit.
Brighten up your day a little.
Thank you.
So this is what we've got for you.
Yeah. So we've got the Cinema Under the Stars hamper pack that's happening, The Lion King, this weekend. That's full of goodies, lollies, chips, chocolates, you name it. It's all in there.
There might be teenagers.
But yeah. Saturday 29th of Feb 2020, Spears Point Park. Jade, we've also got a very cool prize now.
We do. So we've got a beautiful seduction print. It's valued at $350. It's this gorgeous picture of a barrel. Surf wave at Merriweather Ocean Baths, and you can see more of their amazing prints at the Senses.
Beautiful.
Sorry, celebrate with the Five Senses Market at Lambton Park Sunday, March 1st from 4.
Then we've also got a TK Maxx $100 gift card. TK Maxx, Stockland, Glendale, the home of big brands at small prices. So, you know, you can go in there. There's so much cool stuff in there. Maybe you want some clothing for the kids or toys or whatever. Maybe treat yourself
That's
as well.
That's actually my 16-year-old's favourite shop at the moment.
Oh, it's mine good. Too. So good.
You know what? We're also going to give you a double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown. I think, you know, if you want to take a friend, just have the night off, go and see a movie. That's on us as well. And, of course, we're going to send you and the whole fam along to the Regional Australia Bank, the show. We're giving you a family pass, the show March 6th to 8th at Newcastle Showground, newcastleshow.com.au. So it's all yours,
Liz. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's very much appreciated.
No, do you know what? Like I said, we can't give you anything, you know, spectacular, but, you know, just...
after some passes to the show. So.
I really hope that, like, takes the load off a little bit, brings a little bit of joy into your lives, even if it's just for a day.
Yeah, and you know
it'd be nice to try and do something as a family. We don't get out of the house very often as a family, so that would be... That's the.
And I give you credit, Liz, like, you know, you're trying to reach out for some more help and support. That's really important to do, you know, so... Keep doing that, you know, and asking for help as a single mum. It's important.
Absolutely. You're a great mum and you're doing great work. So good on you and thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you. It's lovely to talk to you. Thanks, guys.
No worries, Liz. Look after the fam and all the best. Thank you so much. Well, do you know what? I like that's a good part about doing this job.
It is one of the great parts
of
the job.
I mean, we don't have a whole lot to give back in these instances, but it's good that we can do what we can do.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, DJ Mike, from one giveaway to another, we have a $50 Singo's meat voucher to give away. Give us your street meat, Crevo.
That's right. So he's going to be out at Wall's End in the area around the main car park at the shopping centre there. So if you see him, just you're looking for that new FM car, you've got to go up to his car, knock on the window and say, give me your street meat. He'll then wind down the window and that... voucher
is all yours.
Yeah,
very
yours.
Good. So just again, where is he? Wall's End Village Shopping Centre car park.
Yeah.
Go up to the new FM car, smash on the window.
Don't smash it. Just knock on it.
Yeah.
Say, give me your street meat.
Oh, look, you know. Say 31. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
105.3 new FM. Screwed that up. Hey, Hamish, I loved your sassiness just then. That was actually the highlight of my entire day.
Poor cat. He deserves a bit of sass. The Cat in the Hat. He's an interesting unit, isn't he? He really is. But no, yeah, he's not a big fan of the vegetarian
diet.
It's
not vegan. It's vegetarian.
He actually had a go at me once because I had the audacity to ask him a question about, because he was talking about fruit bats, flying foxes. Yeah. And he said that the people should be able to shoot them, even in metropolitan areas.
Wow.
And I said, isn't that a little bit inhumane? And he said, well, you're inhumane towards humans.
Have you trolled him in your career? Have you trolled him post Bobcat encounter?
No.
It's his. I love that.
I've got his phone number though, so.
Can you just leave it on your table?
Just leave it around.
I promise I won't take it.
Frank's done that either.
Why do you have your fingers crossed?
Right now, it's time to give away some street meat.
Or we could grab a little street meat.
Huh. Meat. From the street.
Knock on the window and say, give me a street meat.
Yeah, you got that yummy.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, DJ Mike is on the street. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. I'm out here. I'm at Wall's End Village. I was sitting in my car, and a big man came up to my window and knocked on it, trying to scare me.
The big man.
so it's just 3 feet.
Who have you got there, Mike?
Troy,
how are you today, mate? Great time of the week to win some free street meat. What's on for the weekend? BBQ time?
Mate, pretty quiet, actually. I've got to go to a couple of trips next week, so we'll be getting ready for that. And maybe I'll try and get the kids to the show. So that's next weekend, isn't it?
It is next weekend.
Yeah.
Now, I've got to ask a question. How are you going to explain that to the missus? Yeah, I went up to a strange man, much smaller than me, and asked him for his street meat.
Mate, I don't have to report to anyone in that regard, so it's all good.
Oh, good. Single man. That's all right then. Yeah.
Well, good on you, Troy, and congratulations on your win. It's all thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They have the prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the funds.
Go on, Mike.
Hey, I had a couple of bills coming up as well, so we had a few people there here this morning. So sorry, guys. Check this out every Thursday. And don't forget, if you're new DJ, guys, give me a call.
What's your website?
It's RadioAllStarsEntertainment.com.
There you go.
We let him have the free plugs because he does this.
DJ Mike, ladies and gentlemen.
It's that easy to win meat on our show every week.
It is. God, we're giving away so much today. I'm into this. The giveaways continue. Next, we're saying thanks with flowers, newfm.com.au. If you'd like to send someone in your life a bunch of flowers for free, no strings attached, go and nominate them if you want to give back to them. We're going to do another one next. After Maroon 5 Memories in UFM. Good morning. Maroon 5 Memories live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 in UFM. Right now, it's time to say thanks with flowers.
Fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37. Theposypost.com.au. The Novos with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Say thanks with flowers.
I absolutely love this segment. This
that happens
one...
a lot when we walk down the street together. People think we're freaks.
But no, all thanks to Fresh Pretty Posies. They deliver daily for $37 at posypost.com.au. We get to give someone flowers each week and nominated by you.
That's right. It's a lovely gesture. And, you know, sometimes if someone is close in your life, you know, can't give them cash for something they've done.
No.
And flowers, it's lovely. It makes them feel
it's
good
inside. It's a great gesture.
Different, unusual, nice. This morning, the recipient of these flowers is Caroline. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Very good. We're doing well. Would you like to hear what Andrew has written about you, why he's nominated you for some flowers?
I'll go on then.
Andrew says, because she is my absolute rock. He just goes on to say, obviously, he's gone through a rough time suffering from PTSD and depression from a previous relationship. She supports me through all my dark times and does this while trying to look after a house, our baby, and also working a demanding full-time job. She's my life and my best friend, and I couldn't live without her. Oh!
How does that make you feel, Caroline?
I'm trying not to cry.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, he's a very sweet man. He's a big bear. But he's incredible.
How long have you been together for?
3.5 years.
Oh, lovely.
Sounds like such a good guy, and you're obviously a beautiful person yourself, so you're very deserving of... I mean, it is just a small gesture, but he obviously thinks the world of you.
Yeah, he does.
It's quite a big gesture, actually, sending it into a radio station, getting the story read out to 100,000 people
to listen to. No, he's a great man, and you know, you obviously have a beautiful relationship.
Yeah, no, he's a great person, and he took a long time to turn up, but I forgave him for that. So,
sweet. And how old's your baby?
She's 2.
Oh, 2. How beautiful. And what's her name?
Poppy.
Poppy, I love that name. I actually have a girlfriend who named her child Poppy as well. It's gorgeous.
Is it your first, Caroline?
Yeah, she's my first. I have 2 other children, but yes.
How's it been? Is it what you expected?
Oh, she's incredible. She's full of attitude. She's hilarious. But she's a terrible 2 right now. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's all part of it and part of the journey, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations, Caroline. And thank you, Andrew, for nominating. If you'd like to nominate someone for a bunch of flowers, newfm.com.au to do just that, guys.
That's right. We're all about the good vibes here. Next, though, we are playing Age, Sex, Location. This is your chance to win $1,000 instantly. So what we're looking for is a 29-year-old female from the Maitland Council area. So if that's your area, your age, and your sex, 131009, your chance at $1,000 straight away.
Doing it next, 847, lines are open.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
105.3 New FM, right now it's time to give someone $1,000.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
wow. To know those. Age. It's your birthday. Sex. Location.
Where are you now that I need you?
Easiest game to play in town. All you need is an age, a sex, and a location. That's something everyone has.
That's right.
So, we were looking for a 29-year-old female from Maitland, and we've got Danielle.
Danielle.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
How are you today?
Yeah, good, thank you. I've just dropped the kids off at school, so I'm enjoying some quiet time before I head to work.
Whereabouts, do you live in the Maitland area?
I'm in Medford.
Oh, lovely. Nice. How was it out there yesterday with the storm?
I was actually at work, so I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. Lucky.
You know what? Miserable day today. What's Medford looking like this morning, Danielle?
Overcast and a little cool, but it's actually nice.
Isn't it just? I'm so over the heat. Yesterday was so warm before the storm hit. God, I was so thankful when it hit.
Very humid, very gross.
So, Danielle, if you won this $1,000, what would you do with the coin?
I'm not actually sure, really. I do have a big 30th birthday coming up in April, so I might put it towards that.
That's a good plan.
That sounds like a party.
Could get some butlers in the buff.
Yes.
Is that what you'd get?
Probably.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
I'm turning 30 next month as well, Danielle.
Are you two going to do a combined party with butlers in the buff?
Well, we could save them. That's a good point.
We could. A couple shirtless waiters.
Oh, so good. what are you thinking for yours, Danielle? Are you going to do a big party or...?
Just a family event in the backyard, barbecues, music, games, lots of drinking.
Maddie's really been struggling, Danielle, trying to work out how he wants to celebrate his birthday. It keeps changing every week.
And now it's changed to butlers in the buff.
Hey.
Butlers in the buff in the backyard.
Yeehaw.
Well, Danielle, we have $1,000 here with your name on it if your lucky number comes out on the cash ball.
Here we go. What's your lucky number?
I'm going to go with 18, my youngest son's birthday.
Oh, I'm born on the 18th too.
There we go.
It is a lucky number.
A doom number.
No, it's not doom. How dare you?
Help!
Don't insult me,
Spin
Danielle.
Your cash ball stuff.
All right, here we go, Danielle. We're looking for number 18, the luckiest number on the planet. Thanks, Maddie.
Let's go.
Okay.
Okay, here it comes.
Oh, I hope it comes out.
Hey, you dropped your ball there, Jade.
I did drop my ball.
You're dropping your balls on this game, Jade. No good. You've got to give it to somebody else.
Less fondling, more grabbing.
Mm. Sorry, I've got good firm hold of it now.
Good.
So, Danielle.
Number 18.
Number 18. Your son's birthday. Number 19 came out.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. I'm so sorry, Danielle.
19?
19. Check that out.
Oh, Danielle, I'm so sorry.
One off. That's okay.
Thank you.
Well, happy birthday for next month.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, we listen every morning on the way to school.
Oh,
tell the kids
sweet.
We said hello
thank
tomorrow
you.
Morning.
I will. Thank you so
thanks,
much, guys.
Thanks, guys. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today. And, of course, a big thank you to all of our partners who have helped give back to our listener Liz this morning. They're having a really rough time at the moment. Crevo, TK Maxx helped
That's
us
right.
out.
TK Maxx, Stockland, Glendale, the home of big brands at small prices. They're an awesome store.
Yeah, and of course, that incredible Seduction print worth $350. It's a beautiful print. It's a
gorgeous.
I love that on my laundry more. Delight and celebrate.
I did pick it up in the office yesterday. I was like, whose is this?
Of course you did. Delight and celebrate the senses with the Five Senses Market at Lambton Park Sunday, March 1st from 4 p.m. A whole heap of stuff there. It's really cool, actually.
Awesome markets.
And very good. 105 commercial free coming up next with Jackson. What's on the way,
man? Bangers, of course.
Taylor Swift. She directed the video for this, like her directorial debut, and it drops tomorrow. I like Taylor Swift's video clips.
I'm so excited. This is my jam at the moment. Pumps me up and empowers the women.
So did you see Jade yesterday became one of Taylor Swift's top fans on Spotify.
Yeah, I'm in the top 2% fans of Taylor Swift in the world.
You know what? Jeez. I've only ever become a top fan on Facebook for stuff like Kardashian memes. So
that's more my vibe.
Good job, Jade. What a hustle.
Thank you.
Kid Rock as well. How do you feel about this man, Jade?
Oh, he grossed me out in the film clip.
Oh, really? He looks like he's got greasy hair, but I tell you what, if this song comes on in an Uber when I'm out on a few lemonades, that poor person that's drunk.
I can already imagine you doing that as well.
No wonder I've got a one-star rating. Dua Lipa in the country as well for Mardi Gras, which is exciting.
Yes. Welcome.
Maddie, you're going to be seeing Dua Lipa.
Oh, I didn't get a ticket to the party now.
Oh.
Really?
I'm not seeing Dua Lipa or Kesha.
Oh. You can stand by the fence.
Very thankful, though, because I really didn't want to put up with Sam Smith's wailing tunes.
He's awesome, Sam Smith.
All right, mate.
Crying your beer songs.
Do you know what I love about Sam Smith?
What?
He takes long breaks.
You guys. Sam Smith's really good. I like him.
Oh, I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah, you would turn the music up.
Yeah, Mardi Gras is this weekend. Jackson's coming to watch the parade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome.
So I'll see you there, Jackson.
Yeah.
We'll have a great time.
I'm taking my mum.
That'd be lovely.
Awesome.
Funny, though, I was just saying before on air, Jackson, I don't know if you heard, I'm like, Jade, come down, the parade's free, because she was meant to come initially, guys. Mm. Didn't want to come because the party was too expensive. Parade's free. Nah,
you guys
wanted
to buy tickets to see the concert, and I'm going overseas in like a month.
Where's the
so I need
free.
The money? No, not for Dua Lipa.
What about now though?
Yeah, but I don't want to catch a train all the way down there. Three hours on a train.
Where's the support?
Deal with all the crowds. I went with you to the Newcastle celebration of Mardi Gras.
You don't even
last
know what
year.
It is.
Let's be real, right? Jade's just salty they didn't ask her to appear there.
Well, you know what? I waved the flag.
You tell yourself that.
Yeah. Oh, please.
You should put some flags up in here for the weekend or something. That'd be good. It's got to celebrate.
We've got
some
flag poles out the front of the building.
That'd be good.
They're for free. Mm. Yeah. Should we?
Yeah, we should, I reckon. We've got to celebrate.
All right, guys. We're out of here. Catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.